Blog Talk Radio.
Sinners, get ready.
What you gonna do?
The Lord is soon to come.
What you gonna do?
You better get your hearts in order.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
Out there in my listening digital audience on this evening to
bow your heads, please, if you will. And we're going to go into prayer right now. Father God, we come with a grateful heart. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Heavenly Father, of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for enabling us together in unity once again, God, around the spectrum. But we know that this planet that we're treading on, God, is not our eternal home. It's not our eternal destination. But we know, God, that you have gone to prepare a place for us. And until you come back in that great getting up morning, that historical day, God, we will continue in your will and in your way, God. We will continue to mount up before the four corners of this earth, from the north, south, east, and west, as pilgrims through this barren land. I'm asking you on tonight, God, to anoint these lips of clay. Father God, I want to be able to bring a rhema word to those that may, then again may not know of you in the pardons of their iniquity. Asking you to grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom to those that are hurting deep in the epitome of their souls. Father God, we won't take no glory. We'll give you all the glory and all the praise. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty, marvelous name. And let the church say amen and amen. Hallelujah. I want you to come closer to your radio dial. Bring your iPhones. Bring your iPads, your tablets, your laptop computers, and all your digital extraordinaires. Bring them to the podium on this evening. And we're going to lay them out before the presence of the Lord. We have been talking about, this is our part two, and also the conclusion of why are the children of Israel the chosen people. And that is, once again, part two of this sermon on tonight. And we're going to read our key scripture. And it reads this: I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness for a light of the Gentiles. That scripture reading is coming from Isaiah 42 and 6. Hallelujah. So we were told that the children of Israel was chosen through an election, a divinity, divine revelation of God's calling. Hallelujah. And we know that preaching in a time of relatively wealth and political stability, we are told that Amos, he attacked the oppression of the poor by the rich, the empathy, the pity of their moral religious practices, the father and the son going into the same girl, might have referred to the continued popularity of the temple prostitutes. According to Amos, God despised sacrifice festivals, songs, if they were not accompanied by ethical behavior. He stressed personal responsibility if the people did not mend their corrupt ways. Amos said they would be destroyed. But it wasn't a popular message in that time. Amos was banned from Israel by Jeroboam because his words were so harsh. Obviously, Amos' message is not limited to his time. It stands in our time as well. But in the book's closing verse, Amos predicted that eventually redemption, peace, and prosperity for the people of Israel. But apparently these verses may have been added later by a later editor. But we know that Amos' most significant words is that you alone have I singled out from all the families. Now this is out of the mouth of God. He said, you alone have I singled out. Talking about the children of Israel. Out of all the families of the earth. He said, this is why I will call you to account for all your iniquities. And this is the essence of the Jews' destination as the chosen people. From the time on, from Abraham, we are told that the Israelites believed that they had been selected by God. And you might ask, but selected for what? I would suggest the best seat at the table. Maybe the highest ticket for the opera. We know that the idea of being special isn't unique to Judaism. We find out that every culture in that era sees itself as somehow better than the other. But we know that that is not the case. They wasn't being singled out as they was better than anyone else. Because God loves us all in the same medium. It's no big eyes and little knees. But God loves us all in the same medium. But we know that God covenant with the people being chosen. It did not entitle them for special favors, as I first stated. In essence, their being chosen, it increased their responsibilities. Hallelujah, to show exemplary obedience to God's law. Why, the reason for choosing Abraham and his descendants is really never made clear in the Torah. But we know that the Israelites were chosen for a unique function. And that was, my friend, to spread the word of God, to make his nature and laws known to the world. We know that Amos makes this point when he adds this note to the Jewish people. He said, to me, O Jerusalem, to me, O Jerusalemites, you are just like the Ethiopians. Declare the Lord. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Amos 9 and 7. Hallelujah. Then Hosea said, for I desire mercy and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of God more than burnt offering. That scripture reading is coming out loud of Hosea 6 and 6. And we are told that Hosea is a tribute to a prophet who lived in the northern kingdom a little later than Amos. His story counts as one of the oldest among the prophets because in the opening verse, God tells Hosea to marry a prostitute. He does as he is told. Although his wife Gomer is later called an adulteress rather than a prostitute. We find out that in modern times and terms, Hosea was the prophet of unconditional love. No matter what Gomer did, Hosea loved her always, took her back. Once he was given, He was even forced to purchase her, hallelujah, from whom is unclean, with the payment of silver, barley, and wine. Jose actually purchased a second wife. There had been considerable disagreement over this interpretation. An unfaithful wife provides Jose with his prophetic metaphor. He compares the relationship of a man married to an adulteress to that between God and Israel. Jose, the betrayed husband, is like God. His wife run around with another man, just as the people of Israel sin with other gods. She will be punished severely, but each time she will be forgiven and even brought back, because her husband's love will always turn away his anger. Hosea's statement that God referred mercy, righteous behavior, to empty shows of pity. Sacrifice was a key theme in the teaching of Jesus as well. And a biblical voice said, I will heal their disloyalty. I will love them freely, for my anger has turned from them. I will be like the dew to Israel. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Hosea 14 and 4 through 5. On the whole, Hosea is a curious book. The God who was inveighed so heavily against adultery, ordering adulterous wives to be stoned to death in the Mosaic law, discusses forgiving the adulterous wife, talks about mixed marriages and the law of Isaiah. He said, be your sins like crimson, they shall turn white, mean white. As snow. Be they red as dyed wool, they can become like fleece. Hallelujah, Chief. And we know that for unto us a child is born. Comfort ye, my people. Every valley shall be exhausted. The voice of him that cries in the wilderness, surely he hath borne our grief and carried our sorrows. All we are like sheep have gone astray. All of these and more come from the book of Isaiah through the King James Version. Isaiah gave us white as snow, according to the Jewish Publication Society, sword into plowshares, spears into pruning hooks. Neither shall they learn war anymore. The people that walketh in darkness, the wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard lie down with the kid, and a little child shall lead them. They shall mount up with wings of eagle, be of good courage. They shall see eye to eye, a lamb to the slaughter. We know that many of the Isaiah phrases exemplify Jesus' life into the Messiah. It isn't a surprise, perhaps more than any other book of Hebrew prophecy, that Isaiah has played a central role for Christians, and has even been called the fifth gospel, because so many of his books seem to have been fulfilled in the life of Jesus. This points to an essential difference between Jews, hallelujah, and Christians, and the Christian world as well. When it comes to reading the Bible for Jews, we find out that Israel spoke to his time. time as well as the Messiah future to come. For Christians, Isaiah prophecy were fulfilled in Jesus. Hallelujah! What is known of Isaiah can basically only be drawn from the book itself, including the fact that Isaiah didn't write all of the books bearing his name. We're told that the aristocratic family in Jerusalem around 740 BCE, Isaiah was an advisor to four kings of Judah, the southern kingdom, Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah. According to tradition, Isaiah was a martyr between 701 and 690 BCE. His prophecy career has set against the political turmoil and foreign intrigue swirling around Judah in the times of the Assyrian Empire. Reference to the event long after he lived were certainly added by a little writer. And we are told that, like other prophecies, Isaiah combined warnings of doom about Jerusalem's wicked ways with hopes of prospering times. He announced a coming judgment and arrival of a messianic era when a King David line will rule in peace and righteousness. Biblical voice. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call him Emmanuel. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Isaiah 7 and 14. Hallelujah. The young woman is with child, and shall bear a son, and shall call him Emmanuel. Hallelujah. So our sermon conclusion for tonight has been, while other children of Israel, the chosen people, we have outlined the importance and the divine reason of the chosen people of Israel. Tonight's sermon, why are the children of Israel the chosen people? Part two, the final sermon on tonight. And I hope and I pray that I've said something to marinate your spirit and infuse your mind. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, have any prayer petitions you want the old ship of Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to see your correspondence. God House of Deliverance Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. Your station has been brought to you by Blog Talk Radio. Program has been the old ship of Zion. Send your correspondence, make them attentive too. Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Email address, janiceallaboutgod@yahoo.com. You can also log on to Janice Ward Ministry, www.janicewardministry.org. I'm going to now change the program. We're going to turn you over to Hymns of Zion to impede upon your heart and encourage your spirit. Listen up, if you will, for the Hymns of Zion. Till we meet again, you're encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. Bye for now. Up next, Hymns of Zion. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.